Local shares posted a solid improvement on Wednesday, with the ASX 200 up by around 0.2%, or around 41 points. It's been a while between drinks since we last saw a meaningful show of forward momentum for the market. Today, we only saw one sector end lower, and that was the energy stocks. Oil prices actually consolidated in the last day, but there were mixed performances for the leading names. Oil Search, for example, was down by around 2%. Tonight is actually a big night for oil prices. We'll have US inventory figures released. They're expecting a drawdown. If that doesn't arrive, we could reasonably see a little more downward pressure on oil. But today, Oil Search was down by around 2%. Mining stocks were a big story today, and that all turned around the 3% gain that we saw for BHP Billiton after they released their annual production numbers. They either met or exceeded production records for a host of commodities, including copper, thermal coal, and petroleum. There are quite a number of operations that set production records over the course of the last quarter. What stood out was the performance of the iron ore business. So production was up by 10% in the quarter to 64 million tonnes. Over the course of the last year, they have produced 275 million tonnes of iron ore. So very encouraging on that front. But what was another feature was the run rate, if you like, over the course of the last quarter. So in an annualised rate, they produced 289 million tonnes of iron ore in the last quarter. So extrapolating that to the year ahead, it's looking quite good for the big miner, and that's why the shares were ahead. Elsewhere, Bega Cheese was up by 3%. They announced the acquisition of a dairy operation in Western Victoria for $250 million. So that's going to add to their earnings, and the market liked that news. It was up by around 3%. Navitas, the education provider, they've been through a restructure. They're going to close the US operations, and it's going to involve a write-down of $130 million. That's why the stock was down by around 4%. Gold stocks got left out of the improvement for miners today. The yellow metals at its lowest levels in around 12 months. Newcrest Mining today was down by around 2%. A bit of downward pressure for the Aussie dollar, which is at around 73.5 US cents.